What did you think?
I thought the defense did a great job of keeping the score down so we weren't putting any pressure situations. But there's some things we need to work on, and I need to work on, at least as a quarterback, to get the offense moving. And they did a great job today coming out here and playing in the heat.
Nerves at all first game?
No, sir. It was, I don't know. I had some bad plays here and there and just wasn't, I guess, totally focused in. But I didn't feel any nerves at all after going out there and running it a bit and getting a feel for it. It felt really comfortable.
How about the pick and then coming back with the throw to Marcus?
Just trying to make us deal with adversity is making it harder on us. But, no, sir, going out there is something the corners were peaking, and I was aware of that. And in that case, and at that time on that play, I wasn't. But then coming back to Marcus, I started seeing the coverage better, and then he just made a great catch.
James, how does using your legs kind of help you in this offense? Very effective today, I think 14 for about 76 in that touch.
I think it helps out in the aspect of throwing game because then they'll respect the run with both the running back and me more, so it'll open up things downfield. So I think that's something that we're going to try and play to our advantage.
James, how would you grade yourself?
I probably failed this test today. I'd say around a D maybe. But I just think that, a win is a win and something that I'll have to learn to enjoy. And there's things that I'm worried about. There are things that I'm focused on that I didn't do so well. So I give it a C minus just for more positive thought.
It's getting better.
James, it looked like on your throws that were incomplete. It wasn't the decision where you threw it. It was just the throw itself. Is that kind of how you grade yourself?
Yes, sir. And in those situations, like the reason why they'd turn around and they'd sit, it was because it was the corner outside was sitting there, so they're not going to run right into them. So they did the right thing. It's just I anticipated the wrong of what they were going to do. And also on some of the other ones, I just rushed it. It was either open or I felt a little pressure. I was drifting to the left, just like the one to Marcus in the very beginning, and I just overthrew him.
Are you okay? Did you get treatment or anything? You took a while.
Oh, no, sorry. I was getting pedicure, massage, I was getting it all back there.
How did it turn out?
Pretty good. I just came away with the Band-Aid. That's about all.
It's a rough pedicure, man.
I know. They're getting in deep, so it was good, though. They did great. I know some of the guys we had hurt, but I think they did a great job today. As I said earlier, they put us in situations where didn't feel like we were pressured, like we were down or it was tied or anything like that. So that's something that really contributed to the offense.
What'd you get your mom for her birthday?
There's that, and then it's a surprise, you guys will see. And that's one of those answers where I kind of have something and kind of don't, but I have a plan. Something like that, yes, sir.
Did you need to talk to yourself or whatever you would do to gather yourself after that interception, or was it just all in stride for you right away? Okay, just get back up and go.
I'd say it was more so all in stride. I mean, the guys were great at encouraging me, and especially on the defensive side and the O-line and the receivers. They still trusted in me, and once you start opening up a little more and throwing downfield, I felt a lot more comfortable, and that's something that my teammates helped me accomplish.
What was it like for you going right back to down the left sideline after on your next play out there? And that was a little bit risky, it looked like, with the guy sitting there, too.
Oh, yes, sir. I just got to put a little more velocity on that. I was kind of, girling it out there. So that's something that I'll have to improve on.
When it left your hand, did you go, oh, no, or did you?
Oh, so when I threw it, I was like, it's going to be close. And then Wes did a great job of making sure he got it.
What do you take from today, bringing it next week?
I think the biggest thing is probably hit it when it's open and start adjusting the defense a little more because there's times today where I went out there and I saw what they did, but I just didn't react.
How did that help in halftime, kind of going back and reevaluating those kind of things? You don't usually get that opportunity.
Yes, well, it gives us time to go in there and to talk about it. And Coach Jost, he talks about the things that he sees from up there and the things that we need to look and work on. So that's something that we just try and use as a big advantage.